When Mrs. Berkowitz enlisted me about 2 months ago to speak, I am not sure that I realized that the date I chose was going to be Erev Tisha B'Av, and I would be faced with the daunting task of speaking about something that would put us in the right mood for this very difficult day. Tisha B'Av is a day of tears, and I could speak about that, but truthfully, living in the times we live in, and living with the nisyonos and struggles we live with, and the tragedies we hear about almost daily, and the tzaros that we know of, all of which are a direct result of the galus we live in and the absence of Hashem's clear presence in our life, I don't think we need inspiration to cry. We have so much to cry about. Instead, I would like to focus on a message of hope. As we entered in the 3 weeks, starting with Shavuos HaBetamos, and began our period of mourning, we stopped listening to music, getting haircuts, making simchas, and then, as the month of Av began, and Chazal tell us, Mishenichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, we increased our avelos even more. We don't bathe for comfort, buy new clothing, and eat meat. And then the week of Tisha B'Av itself, the avelos is even more severe. And then comes Erev Tisha B'Av. We sit on the floor and eat a mourner's meal. And then Tisha B'Av, the saddest day of the year. We sit on the floor, read Eicha, don't greet our friends, we fast, and then the next morning we sit on the floor, we say kinos, we cry, we focus and don't distract away from the Chorban even for a minute. And then the strangest thing happens. Comes Chatzos, the time the Beis HaMikdash actually started burning. And that's when we get up from the floor, stop saying kinos, and start doing other things. How do we make sense of that? Rav Shimshon Pinkas Zatzal gives the following mashal. There was once an extremely talented painter. After many years of painting, he decided to spend a considerable amount of time painting his life's work, a true masterpiece. He found a place on the mountaintop that beheld an awesome view, schlepped all his things up, and set up shop on this mountain peak. Our painter spent months on top of this mountain, carefully perfecting his work, one stroke after another, and making it something truly special, the likes of which never been seen. After finally putting the finishing touches, he put down his brushes, turned himself and the painting around, and stepped back to take a look and admire his work. He steps back to get a better perspective, and then further back, and then further back, all the while totally enraptured with his beautiful painting. The other people on the mountain are watching this, and they see how the painter, as he steps back further and further, is getting dangerously close to the edge of the mountain. They start screaming and yelling and waving their arms to get his attention. But he doesn't hear any of it because he's totally captivated by the painting he's viewing. And as he's getting closer and closer to falling off the cliff, and totally oblivious to the shouts around him, a good friend runs to the painting, picks up a knife, and slashes the painting right through. And it's at that moment that our painter freezes and stops, and without anyone having to say a word, looks down at his feet, and then behind him, and he understands. He understands that his beautiful painting, all his hard work, has just been destroyed, but his friend has just saved his life. This perhaps can explain the reason why our avelos lessens dafka when the Beis HaMikdash started burning. Yes, we mourn and cry bitterly over the Chorban and all that we have lost. But at the same time, we need to remember what a chesed Hashem did with us. Hashem cares more than anything about his relationship with us. And that is why he chose to take out his anger on the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it would take to wake us up. So he burned his holiest place on earth and kept us as his people instead. Hashem was saying, I love you so much. I don't want to lose you, so I am burning my precious house instead. So you wake up and start working on repairing our relationship that has severed, because to me, there is nothing more important. I think this is an important lesson that we could take into Tisha B'Av and beyond. As we go through life and face disappointments, hardships, and perhaps loss, we need to hold on to this idea that all Hashem craves is our relationship with Him, and it's all a chesed. because it brings us closer to Him, and that's where we all really want to be at the end of the day.